As I said, my priorities in the first 100 days, and this is a process that has served me well through the better part of my 27 years in higher education, is really to listen and to learn where the university is today and to get a perspective from all the constituents about where it needs to go in the future. I don't know enough about the assets and the parts of the university that are on the verge of moving to the next level of excellence to really shape a concrete vision per se. I think the strategic planning process that's been laid out is an excellent framework, and I can tell you I plan to build on that framework. We will not have to kind of start all over because I've read the strategic plan and I believe in it. I think it's the right approach and the right strategy. So my vision, my first 100 days is what I said, to listen and to learn. And out of that listening and learning, we will start to then articulate kind of a collective vision with priorities, where we're going and how we're going to get there.
One of the things I think is obviously sort of looming over the university and the state is the uncertainty regarding the budget situation, which is affecting both faculty and students.
It's affecting all of us.
I mean, how do you plan to sort of move forward when there's retention issues with both faculty and concern about students, not so much for the University of Illinois being such a flagship university, but certainly right. for smaller campuses?
Well, for smaller campuses, you know, that may not have the flexibility to reserve resources to see them through this period, it's going to be challenging. But I'm very, very proud of the fact that folks here have been very thoughtful and strategic and, you know, kind of have rainy day resources to see us through this budgetary crisis. But I will be working very hard with Chairman Killeen, with President Killeen, to really continue to advocate for the importance of higher education for the University of Illinois system and for all of its assets, because we are truly the anchor institutions in the state. We clearly drive the economic vitality of a very large part of the state. And so this is not a donation. It's an investment in the future of the state.
One last question for you. I know we've heard from some students who are very excited about the fact that you will be the first African-American chancellor for the Urbana campus. Those same students have been very active, some of them across the university and protesting ongoing conversations about diversity and discrimination mm-hmm. on campus.
Yes.
How do you plan to take part in those ongoing conversations?
I take part in it by, first of all, sitting down and engaging with those students, understanding what their issues. Again, I'm very big on this thing of listening. And I have done this my whole career, is sitting down with students, listening to their concerns, responding in a very proactive way to their concerns, but being very clear about the things that I have the power to do and the things I don't have any ability to affect, and be very, very clear about that. And hope that has served me well. It served me well at Albany, where we have a very good relationships with students. So when these kind of, you manage these issues by engaging with students before something happens on campus. So they know they can come to you. They can trust you to sit down and have a candid and honest conversation. And as I said, be very, very clear about where the common points of interest are and lay out a strategy to get the university incrementally where the students and I as the chancellor want it to be. And so that's how I do most of my really critically important work, is by engaging and listening and then creating a partnership with the student organizations that we work collectively for the common good of the university.
Thanks for your time. Welcome to
Illinois. My pleasure. Thank you.